It's time for the truth. The truth will set you free. Truth Exchange. Kathy B, you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to the Kathy Barnett Show on the number one talk radio station in Pennsylvania. And also, I want to give a shout out to my station that has picked us up in Greenville, Mississippi, WNIX-FM. Hey, how y'all doing? But you are listening to me also on Saturdays on my flagship station right here in the great state of Pennsylvania. So I want you guys take a listen to this.
80% of Americans took a vaccine. 20% didn't. 20% did not take a vaccine. The vaccine was never safe enough for me to take. Messenger RNA, devised by Pfizer and Moderna, has been chemically modified to be unassailable to enzymes in the body to be broken down. The messenger RNA is found in the human heart of people who die after the vaccine. It's found in the brain. The spike protein is found everywhere in the body. Three studies now show the spike protein is circulating in the blood for 6 to 9 months after people take the shot. This part of the virus, the lethal part of the virus in the vaccinated, it's circulating in the blood. And then they take a booster, they get more circulating in the blood. It is a killer protein. It cannot be safe. It was not safe by design. Safety trumps efficacy. We cannot tolerate false drug claims. This is in the peer-reviewed literature. This is not misinformation.
Our first witness is Dr. Peter McCulloch. Dr. McCulloch is an internist, cardiologist, and epidemiologist from Dallas, Texas. He has broadly published with over 700 citations in the National Library of Medicine. He has testified multiple times in the U.S. Senate, U.S. House of Representatives, European Parliament, and many state capitals concerning public health policy. Dr. McCulloch.
Chairman Johnson, Ranking Member Blumenthal, subcommittee members, it's an honor to present my insights, my analysis, my clinical experience on this very important topic. The first time I testified at Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, before a word came out of my mouth, Minority Senator Gary Peters said what America was about to hear was misinformation. I didn't even know what he was talking about. I had never heard that term before in academic medicine or in important deliberations. That's November 19th, 2020. What was he doing? He was using an old communist propaganda technique. He was attempting to gain leverage over me before a word ever came out of my mouth. We should never have our public servants ever try to gain leverage over anyone who is coming to Washington to help the nation on an important issue. As introduced, I'm an internist and cardiologist. I believe I'm the most published individual who's ever testified on matters related to COVID-19 in any of these hearings. I've seen and examined more patients. I've examined more data. And I'm one of the most published people on the topic in the world. And as a cardiologist, I can tell you, my role in this was to fight disease, preserve life, and above all, do no harm. Do no harm.
Okay, I wanted to play that so that you guys can remember a little bit of the conversation we were having during 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. Remember, you know, because I recognize that sometimes out of sight, out of mind, that if something did not happen 30 seconds ago, we tend to forget it happened altogether. But I wanted to play those clips you just listened to just to kind of put you back in the mindset of what we really did live through. I know it seems like such a distant memory that businesses were shuttered, that schools were shut down, that students missed large chunk of opportunities for their development, that we were being forced to wear a mask. If you wanted to eat a dinner at a restaurant, if you were sitting down, you did not have to have a mask on. But if you stood up, you had to have a mask on. We forget about our loved ones being admitted into hospitals, and then family members, husbands and wives, children were barred from entering into the facility to spend their last moments with their loved ones, or to say goodbye to them, or to allay any fears that their loved one may have been having as their situation was deteriorating. I think we've forgotten how family members were not allowed to attend the funerals of their loved ones, or if you were, you could not, you know, mothers and sons could not comfort one another, but instead they had to sit, I don't know, what was it, 8 feet apart, because, you know, viruses won't travel outside of 8 feet. I remember when we saw the video in New York of people who have passed away, their bodies being tossed in the back of a van. See, we've forgotten a lot of those things, right? Or remember when the man in a dress who was our PA health secretary giving us advice on what was real and what was not real. Yeah, that man. Remember when he took his mother out of an assisted living nursing home facility, placed her in a 5-star hotel, but then made the rules to put COVID-19 positive patients inside of nursing homes. And then people were acting surprised when the virus, COVID virus, was spreading through these nursing home facilities like a wildfire. Remember when all of that happened? I know it was so long ago for some of you, but some of us have a very long memory. And I remember very well what life was like, because I was a part of that 20 or 15 cent who refused to go along with the mandates and the shutdowns and the jabs and all of that. So I remember the pressure. It has now been dug deep into the frontal cortex of my mind, of my brain. I remember that. So imagine my shock and horror when I read an article that just came out a couple of days ago with Josh Shapiro, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, eyes new powers that make COVID restrictions look like a warning shot. Apparently, Josh Shapiro is pushing to radically rewrite Pennsylvania's health code to give his administration authoritarian power as he seeks re-election. So, and I clicked on the Democrats' proposed changes to the Pennsylvania health code, and it is a whopping 502 pages, right? So how many people are going to read 502 pages of very dense conversations? But when I clicked on it and put the word measles in, measles came up 110 times in that bill. And I'm going to tell you why a little bit later on when we come back on the other side of this break. Hold that thought you're having. We'll come right back. You're listening to The Kathy Barnett Show. We'll be right back.